The Mishnah in Perek Vav Mishnah Hey teaches us, don't look for greatness, and don't desire more honor than you deserve. Don't have a desire to sit at the table of kings. For really, says the Tana, Shulchancha Gadol Mishalahem, Mishulchanam, your table is really greater. V'kisra Gadol Mikisram, and your crown is truly greater than their crowns. V'nemenu ba'malachtecha Shiachal Shalmuchascha Pelascha. So the Yaakov Amloyes, quoting the Medrash Shmuel, says that actually our Mishnah is a continuation to what Rebbe Elazar Kfar taught us previously in Perek Dalet. Rebbe Elazar Kfar taught us there, Hakina v'ataiva v'akovid maitzim es ha'odam min ha'olam. So therefore he says here, again to teach us how terrible kina is, and therefore he says here, al tavakish g'doy lel atzmecha. Kina comes to a person because he sees someone else who he thinks has a higher stature, has more than he does, and he's therefore jealous. And therefore, if he won't be looking for gedula for himself, he'll never come to jealousy. Regarding kovid, the Tana here says, "V'al tachmet kovid yosu milimutcha." When you see other people getting honor, then don't want that covered, because that will only cause you unnecessary grief. Because all you need to do is do what's right, do mitzvahs and learn Torah, and then the covered will come anyway. And then the Tana continues, and therefore the Tana says, if you do what's right, then you'll get what's right. And regarding what the Tan and Perek Dalet said regarding Taiva, that's why our Tana says, V'altas'ava l'shulchanam shel melachim. Because everybody should realize that actually, at the end, they're going to get the shulchan they're supposed to get. The Gemara in Masechta Menachos teaches us regarding Rabbi Shu ben Prachya that said, "B'tchila koim oimali alei l'gdula ani koifsoi v'noisnul flerei." That Rabbi Shu ben Prachya would say that the danger of being put into a very high position is very dangerous, and I would be very upset at anybody who tried to push me into that position. Only what comes by itself, as Ben Azai says, "B'shimcha yikru'ucha u'b'mkoimcha yishvi'ucha." Afiru reish gargarusa, even any appointment of power, meshemayim, comes from the shemayim, that's what you're supposed to be hoping for. The kisrucha gadol mikisram. And therefore, somebody who lives this type of a life, tells us the Tana, will not only have more olam haba, but will have a better olam hazeh, because he won't be chasing dreams and aspirations. He'll be doing what he's supposed to be doing. And the Rambam says, every person has mitzvahs and averus. Someone who has more mitzvahs than averus is a tzaddik. On the contrary, he's a rasha. And we don't know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this calculation. And therefore, we don't understand always why things are the way they seem to be. And the Gemara, the Zohar, rather, tells us a story of Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Rav Shimon ben Chalefta, that was sitting in Tveria in a Beis HaMedrash learning Torah, and they heard people tumbling outside. So Rav Shimon ben Chalefta asked Rabbi Chia, "What's going on?" So Rabbi Chia responded, "The people who Baruch Hashem have money are going to the market to buy what they need for Yontif. People who don't have money are going to try to find funds to make Yontif." So Rav Shimon ben Chalefta said, "If that's what people do on Erev Pesach, then I'm going to do the same. I'm going to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I sit and learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my employer. I'm going to ask him for funds." So he went into one of the caves of Tveria and he began to daven. So all of a sudden a hand came out and gave him a beautiful diamond. Rav Shimon ben Chalefta did not know much about diamonds. So he went to Rabbeinu HaKadosh and showed him the diamond. And he said, "This diamond is a very beautiful, expensive diamond. Don't rush to sell it. Go borrow money from someone for Yontif. And after Yontif, we'll begin trying to sell this diamond." So Rav Shimon ben Chalefta borrowed the money from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, bought the Tzarcha Yontif. After, when he got home, his wife asks him, "Have you become a ganef? Have you become a thief? Where do you have money? I know you have no money. From where do you have money to buy all the Tzarcha Yontif?" So he told her what happened. And she responded to him, "Do you want what they gave you now will detract from your Olam Haba? Do you want to have something missing from your share of Olam Haba? Go return it." So Shimon comes to Ben HaKadosh and tells him what happened. He comes with his wife. And his wife tells Rabbeinu HaKadosh, why are you letting him keep the diamond? Why are you lending him money with the diamond as collateral that he's going to lose his Olam Haba? So Rabbeinu HaKadosh told her, "I'll take care of it." So she said, "In this world, if you don't take care of it, I could come to you with a complaint. And the Olam Hamas, I won't be able to come to you." So they davened. And Min HaShemayim, a tremendous nace happens, tells us the Zohar, and they took back the diamond. So we see from here, says the Miyam Loyes, that we should not get fooled by what we see in this world, because what's really important is what's in the next world. And he tells another story. He tells the story that there was an individual whose name was Rabbi Avram, who had a vegetable store. And he had his store near the Beis Medrash of Rav Shlomo Luria. He was a very quiet person. One night, Rav Shlomo Luria hears from that store near his Beis Medrash how Rav Avram is learning and explaining in his learning a very difficult sugya. So Rav Shlomo Luria saw that this Rav Avram is a great Talmud Chacham, and he asked for him to come. He comes and he asks him a different question in a very difficult sugya. First, Rabbi Avram did not want to respond. Ultimately, he responded with tremendous bekiyas, with tremendous lumdus. But he asked Rabbi Shlomo Luria to please keep this a secret. when Rav Shlomo Luria was about to leave the world, he left a tzavo that Rav Avram, the individual who sells the vegetables, should be his successor. We don't understand and we don't know who we come in contact with, but what we need to know is that whatever is supposed to be is Min HaShemayim. I saw in the Sefer Ma'is Avos that he focuses on the change of wording. First it says Al Tavakish Gedula, then it says Va'al Tachmet Kovid, and then it says Va'al Tis'avel L'Shulchan Hashem Melachim. Also he asks, in the middle of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah says Al Tavakish Gedula L'Atzmecha, Va'al Tachmet Kovid, it adds a say, why, as the Tan is telling us what things to avoid, does he introduce in the middle So he explains that our Mishnah is speaking to a Talmud Chacham who indeed wants to teach Torah, and he's worried that if he won't have Gedula, if people won't recognize him as a great person, he won't be able to influence people, he won't be able to teach people Torah. And that's why the Mishnah says, Al Tavakish. You're asking because you think that there's something to ask for. There's nothing to ask for. The kavod that other people will give you is something you don't control. That's why the Mishnah uses the word Chemda. And then when the Mishnah speaks about after Avel Shulchanim Shulsarim, Taiva is by something, says the Ma'is Avos, which you hope for but can never have. And that's why he uses the words after Ava. And this person, again, says the Ma'is Avos, is everything he's doing is with a very sincere intent. Still teach us the Tana. That's not the way to go. The way to go is Yoisim L'mutcha say, you just sit and learn. And that's all that counts. And therefore, says the Tana, interrupting between Al Tavakesh Gedul Al-Atzuch Val Tavit Kovid Val Tis'avel Shulchan Shulsarim, is because a person thinks that maybe it's better by the Melachim, by the Sarim, by the people who have Olam Hazeh, by the people who have Gashmias. Tells us the Tana, by you following the advice of the Yosef and Mutcha say, you have the best life. And therefore you have no reason to want to get something that you'll never get anyway. But what you want to try to get is nothing that you really, is nothing better than what you can, what you have. And don't just think this way, says the Tana. Feel it, realize it, recognize the great life a person who lives a life of Torah has. There's once a chassid who asked the Rebbe Rabbonim, it says in Masechta Erevin, Kol HaBoreach Min HaKovid, HaKovid Roidef Akrov. And he says, I'm spending my whole life running away from Kovid, and Kovid has never come to me. So he said, you know why? Because you keep on looking towards the back to see where the kavod is. You're supposed to, as we just learned, yoisim l'mutcha say, just do what you're supposed to do. And if you do what you're supposed to do, then everything will be as it's supposed to be. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was well known for his tremendous modesty. One time, he sent a letter to a simple tailor that he was calling, that was summoned to Din Torah. And the summons that was sent to this tailor, Rabbi Akiva Eiger wrote himself, and he wrote, "B'chavad Arava Goyim, Chorof Baki, Sinai Vakahorim, Tsanadam Al Safri." The tailor was so unlearned that he didn't even know what this meant. So he went to a neighbor who was a little more learned than him to please tell him the meaning of the words. And this neighbor reads and defines the words, and he begins to laugh. "This is the tailor. This is what they're writing about you. This is what Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes about you." So the tailor was very offended, and he came to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he came to Rabbi Akiva Eiger and said, "You embarrassed me. When people read the letter and they see this is what you read, what you read about me, what you write about me, people just were laughing." So Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, "I don't know what you're talking about." So he took out the letter. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger quickly runs to his drawer and takes out a stack of letters that he receives. And he says, "This is what they write about me. And it isn't true about me. This is what we write about everybody." That's pshat not to be the spoil from COVID. And in fact, Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes in a letter to his son, Rabbi Avraham, that when he's going to print the Shailos HaTshuvos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so in the Shailos HaTshuvos, he's also going to print the letters, the questions that he got. And he write, "Please remove from every letter any title of honor that I received." He says, "These titles, I find them reprehensible." And then he adds, "Pen eye levoz ba'olam ha'emes." And the olam ha'emes, where the truth comes out, this Rabbi Akiva Eiger speaking, we have to be careful what we have. We have to realize what is real COVID, what is imagined COVID, and where the real COVID is, and not to look for anything else.